Next patient is Joseph Di Emanuele. The last name is Delta, India, Echo, Mike, Alpha, November, Uniform, Echo, Lima, Echo, Di Emanuele. DiEmmanuele. Joseph, JOSEPH. 87-year-old. White male with a 30-year history of diabetes mellitus. The last time that we had the opportunity to see him was in March of 2022. Period. At that time, the serum creatinine was 1.7. The GFR was in the upper 30s. And the proteinuria wasn't that severe, 222 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Currently, the patient has been referred to the office for reevaluation of the kidney function. Serum creatinine 2.32, BUN is 58, and unfortunately, we don't have a quantification of the proteinuria, period. He has a lengthy history of the diabetes mellitus. He has a history of carcinoma of the prostate that was treated with brachytherapy. While he was living in South Florida in 2004. Period. Recently admitted to the hospital two times because of persistent hematuria. A cystoscopy with a fulguration of the bleeding tissue was done by Dr. Povey. Period. The patient has been anemic, most likely associated to the blood loss and the CKD. The main problem has been the presence of hyperglycemia. Number two, diabetes mellitus. This patient, according to his information, has been taking 40 units of Lantus every 12 hours. He has two meals a day, and he covers with Novolog. When I take a look at the blood sugar log, his blood sugar has been between 300 and 400 most of the time. In the BNP that was done on October the 2nd, 2023, the blood sugar fasting was 356, period. He has been referred to endocrinology. The patient is going to see Mrs. Hannah Campbell, APRN, tomorrow at 1 p.m. period. The most likely situation is that the patient is volume contracted with the BUN creatinine ratio that is elevated at 25. And or superimposed deterioration of the kidney function related to diabetic nephropathy. In any event, the blood sugar control has to be done as soon as possible. Following number, arterial hypertension. The blood pressure today is 130/56. I have to point out that the patient has lost 56 pounds of body weight since March of 2022. Following number, hyperlipidemia. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to smoking. Following number, a remote history of nephrolithiasis. There is no evidence of activity. We are going to reevaluate the case soon. But as I stated to the patient and the wife, this is most likely associated to their blood sugar way out of control. Period paragraph, I spent 20 minutes reviewing the admissions to the hospital and the laboratory workup. 20 minutes in the face-to-face and 7 minutes in the documentation.